And I'm Scott Horsley with the McCain Campaign. John McCain told supporters in Virginia the next president won't have much time to settle into the office, but will have to hit the ground running with experience, judgment, and a bold plan of action.
We have to act immediately. We have to change direction now, and we have to fight. And you and I know how to do that.
McCain was talking about the economy, but he might have been describing his own campaign. Ever since the financial crisis pushed other issues to the back burner, McCain has been losing ground to Barack Obama. He's now forced to defend states like Virginia and North Carolina that Republicans traditionally have counted on winning easily. McCain insists he enjoys being the underdog. Yesterday, he warned that Democrats may be getting overconfident, already measuring the drapes in the Oval Office.
We've got them just where we want them.
John and Sarah tell you just what they think, and they're not gonna blink. They're gonna fix this country, 'cause they're just like you and old Hank.
Hank Williams Jr. warmed up the crowd for McCain and his running mate Sarah Palin yesterday in Virginia Beach, not far from the Norfolk Naval Station that was McCain's first assignment after graduating from the Naval Academy. McCain took the opportunity to talk about his own family tradition.
I come proudly from a long line of McCains who believe that to love America is to fight for her. I have fought for you most of my life. There are other ways to love this country, but I've never been the kind to do it from the sidelines.
Aides say McCain will talk more today about his economic ideas, but the campaign has always been built more on his biography as a veteran, a patriot, and a fighter than any policy particulars. With time running out, McCain has fallen back on that biographical rhetoric. The question is whether in turbulent times, fighting words will be enough. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Wilmington, North Carolina.